Welcome back. 419, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And on this Monday afternoon, I'm joined by Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Big news conference down at the White House today. This will be the last one for the first term of Barack Obama. Was that a surprise that he held this today?
It really was. You know, they announced it like sometime between 9:15 and 9:30 this morning and said, hey, 11:15, we're having a press conference, the last one of his first term. And, you know, we all raced over there, and it was not a lot of advance notice, but that, you know, that works to their advantage. They don't give us too much time to prepare questions for him.
Yeah. There's a method to their madness, right?
Right.
All right, well, it actually dovetails with a story that you did. Obama puts debt deal on the shoulders of lawmakers, and he did it again, obviously, today. You know, it was originally thought that maybe he would try to sidestep Congress and use the 14th Amendment in sort of a twisted fashion to get around raising the debt ceiling, but I guess he's decided against it, or he was told not to do it, right?
Yeah, in fact, you know, many Democrats in Congress have been almost begging the president to do just that. You know, the 14th Amendment says simply that the debt of the United States, quote unquote, shall not be questioned. And there's some lawmakers who are now in the, you know, now that they don't want to have this fight with Republicans, who feel like that clause in the Constitution just gives the president carte blanche to just, you know, raise, you know, go ahead and keep borrowing and spending money without congressional approval. And Harry Reid and some other Senate Democrats late on Friday wrote a letter to the president saying, look, we don't think we're going to be able to work this out in Congress, so please take any steps that you think might be necessary, including this 14th Amendment deal, to allow the government to keep operating and spending money. And you know, in fairness to the White House, you know, the president and his spokesman have been saying for months, we're not going to take that route. And he said it again today.
Mm-hmm. And so much for the trillion-dollar coin. I don't even know where that came from. Do you?
I'm not quite sure. I thought maybe Paul Krugman in the New York Times was the first one to raise that issue. I'm really not sure, but it came up a couple weeks ago, and there's this clause, again, I believe it comes from the Constitution, where, you know, it says the government shall not print currency, increase the debt without authorization or something like that. And so somebody came up with the, you know, brainy idea that, well, it doesn't say anything about minting a coin and as opposed to currency. And I was talking to David Walker last week, who was the former controller of the United States, and he said, you know, well, why don't we just use monopoly money? This is the craziest thing I ever heard of. It's not, obviously not going to inspire confidence in the markets out there or creditors of the government who, you know, want to get their bills paid.
Yeah, and I can only imagine those on the other side of the aisle, you know, Republicans looking over going, what the heck are they talking about?
Yeah, the idea was just that they would mint this coin and say, okay, this is worth $1 trillion, and then they would deposit it in the Federal Reserve, and the government would borrow money against that, and that would take care of it.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell said this is the Democrats hiding under their desk or something.
Right. Yeah, it would be nice if you and I could operate our family household budgets that way.
No kidding. All right, but you know, you bring up something interesting. It seems as if no Democrat really wants to tackle the spending issue.
No, and I, you know, you certainly, if you were listening to the president's news conference today, a couple of times he said, well, if we want to have if Republicans want to have a conversation with me about cutting spending, I'm happy to have that conversation. But he didn't talk at all in detail today about what really needs to be addressed, and both sides know it, and that is entitlement spending, and especially Medicare. Instead, he says things like, if we're going to have more deficit reduction, it's got to be balanced, and that's code for, I'm going to raise your taxes more. And he says today, it seems to me that he was saying, I want to raise all the taxes possible that I can get out of this Congress before I'll even consider going touching Medicare. And that's certainly not going to fly. If that really is the way he's evolving, that's certainly not going to fly in this Congress. And so you didn't hear any virtually any talk from him today about the need to address entitlements.
Yeah. Now, I played this soundbite a little earlier. I want you to hear it. I think it's very revealing when it comes to spending and the president's take on it.
Our concern is that we're spending more than we take in, and if that's the case, then there's a way of balancing that out so that we take in more money, increasing revenue, and we reduce spending.
I love the way he says, you know, if the concern is we're spending more money, and if that's the case, it is the case.
Yes, of course it is.
It's been the case for a long time.
Right. The concern is, Mr. President, that we're collecting about $2.2 trillion in taxes a year, and we're spending over $3 trillion
a year. If that's the case. I love the fact that he had to ask that question. Anyway, well, what do you think? After today, do you think the government's on its way to a shutdown?
Gosh, I really don't know. You know, I get the sense from the White House that this is becoming, you know, a very great concern, you know, even more, obviously it's a big concern, but that it's just, the urgency is just increasing by the hour almost, because some of the estimates that I've seen from, you know, think tanks and nonpartisan groups out there are now saying that this deadline could be coming as soon as February 15th,
yeah,
which is, you know, just a little over 30 days away. And,
yeah,
and you know, we're not even going to have the State of the Union address until February 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who's working on this problem at the moment? Nobody.
Yeah. All right. I want to take you to another story that developed over the weekend, and that was the president coming out to acknowledge involvement in this raid in Somalia. Can you give me the background on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, about 3 years ago, there was a spy who works for the French government who was captured by Al-Qaeda-related group in Somalia, and he's been held hostage there for over 3 years. And at some point over in the past 3 days, the French military decided to conduct a rescue operation. They believed they knew where he was being held, and in Somalia, in a town outside Mogadishu, the capital, and so they began. They launched this raid at night to try and rescue the guy. And at some point, as they were organizing this raid, they asked, obviously, for the United States to help support with our military this operation. And so, President Obama did approve deploying U.S. forces, aircraft, to support this rescue operation, and it failed. What we know so far is that at least one French commando was killed in the raid. It sounds like more than 15 Islamist terrorists were killed, and possibly they executed the hostage, although we're not quite certain about that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we knew about the U.S. involvement was last night, or while the football playoff games were going on yesterday, the White House issued a letter to Congress which they're required to do under the War Powers Resolution, and said, "Oh, by the way, 2 days ago, the president deployed these United States troops to help the French to try to conduct this raid," and the president said, We weren't involved in any shooting. We did fly into Somali airspace briefly and then exited and didn't lose anybody. And that's the end of the story. And so, I was kind of hoping there would be a question about that today at the press conference.
Yeah.
It wasn't addressed in between gun control and debt ceiling issues. But that's what we know so far.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks for the update on both fronts. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Andy.
See you, Dave. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 429, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.